Reached by cell phone in Kotzebue just after the order was issued, Westlake said he was absolutely ecstatic.
And when I got the news, I had to go for a ride. I'm sitting in my office, and I thought, this is wonderful that people that go to vote understand that absolutely no one is going to take that right away from you.
His opponent, Benjamin Nagyak, couldn't immediately be reached. It was a complete turnaround from a week earlier when the lower court declared Nagyak the winner. And the Supreme Court had just heard arguments in the disputed primary Wednesday morning. The argument centered on the village of Shungnak, where in August, poll workers let all 50 voters cast ballots in both the Democratic and Republican primary races instead of requiring them to choose. The state admitted that was a mistake. But Assistant Attorney General Laura Fox, representing the Division of Elections, argued those votes should still count. Democratic primaries are open to anyone, so all the voters were eligible to participate, she said, and it was only possible to vote once in this race.
They all only got one vote in this race, and this is the only race that's been challenged and the only race that the court has to look at here.
But Nagyak's lawyers argued that if poll workers had followed the rules, at least a few of those voters would have chosen the Republican ballot and never voted in the Democratic primary at all, possibly changing the outcome. Last week, the lower court agreed with Nagyak and threw out 12 votes in Shungnak and 2 in Kivalina, giving Nagyak the win. The lower court based that number on testimony from former Alaska Republican Party chair Randy Riedrich, who calculated the average number of voters who chose the Republican-only ballot in the last 4 elections. The Alaska Republican Party has supported Nagyak's challenge. Although he's a Democrat, he caucuses with the Republican majority in the state house. In its appeal, the state called Riedrich's calculation nonsensical, and the justices seemed to agree. Here's Justice Joel Bolger grilling Nagyak's attorney, Stacy Stone.
Is that really a matter for expert testimony? I mean, it's just math.
Among other problems, Bolger noted that Riedrich's math only included elections back to 2008, even though the attorney's brief included numbers going back to 2006.
Is there anything in the record that shows why the 2006 results were neglected?
No, Your Honor. The only reason those results were neglected is because of the speed at which this trial happened.
But it only takes a moment to calculate these averages.
Yes, it does.
Meanwhile, Chief Justice Craig Stowers seemed troubled that nobody had actually asked anyone in Shungnak how they meant to vote. He said no amount of math could tell the court which ballots voters would have chosen, especially when there was a hotly contested race on the Democratic side and not on the Republican side.
Could not these villagers who knew a lot about these candidates and were very interested in this particular election have decided to choose all or substantially all of the ballots from the ADL?
That's the Democratic ballot. The 5 justices arrived at their decision within hours. In a 2-paragraph order issued Wednesday afternoon, they reversed the lower court's decision, upholding the original election results. Only Justice Daniel Winfrey dissented. He argued the entire election should be voided and held again. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.